The incident allegedly occurred in 2002 at Blessed Sacrament Parish in Tallahassee. The diocese announced on Thursday that as part of an internal investigation of all seven dioceses in the state, it was determined that the allegation against Father Edward Jones was credible. Bishop William Walk has led the local diocese since 2017.
It's not a surprise to us in that we have been cooperating with the Attorney General's office for 2 years on this. They informed us 2 years ago that they were going to just kind of look into all the dioceses in Florida to see how we handled in the past and continue to handle allegations of abuse by priest or church personnel.
The diocese dismissed Jones in August of 2018 after conducting its own investigation, which concluded that the allegation did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. After reading the report last week, Walk said a couple of findings jumped out at him.
First of all, it's just devastating whenever you see anything like this that refers to past abuse. It probably triggers emotions again, certainly in the victims, and I think about that. I was somewhat pleased to say that, especially since 2002, and even going back before that, they found that we were already implementing new procedures that were very helpful.
In the Florida dioceses, 97 priests and 81 more from other states were listed in the report. The investigation was begun by then-Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Please know, we want to help you, we want to counsel you, and we want to get to the bottom of anything that could have happened in our state. Please share your story with us. Even if you've previously reported it to the church, to anyone, report it to us now.
The investigation ended on the watch of Bondi's successor, Ashley Moody. Walk says the switch in attorneys general in this case was seamless.
The only thing is that I think later on there was a desire to finish it, to complete the work that was begun by Pam Bondi. We need to wrap this up. We need to close this. That's really the only difference that I noticed. There was a sense of urgency toward the end of it.
Although the state's work appears to be finished, the diocese will pick up from where Moody left off, monitoring every situation, every call, every allegation that's received by church officials.
We turn it over to our independent review board. If it involves a minor, we'll call the police immediately. For us, what happened was once we got this, I put out a letter to the parishioners, and also we took this opportunity to list those priests in the past who have had credible allegations against them. We put that on our webpage.
While Walk feels the church is getting a handle on dealing with sexual abuse, he adds there's no cause for congratulating themselves.
Until and unless every single case is exposed and it stops, then we can only then say that we're 100% successful. But given that, yes, absolutely. Since 2002, especially since the charter was enacted, the evidence is clear that the numbers have gone way, way down and that the reporting has gone way up.
But even with more reporting on abuse through heightened awareness and state-of-the-art technology, almost all of those being reported are historic. Mostly from the 1970s and 80s.
I'm confident that we are in a much better place now as far as handling allegations and seeing them all the way through and not just passing them on or trying to explain them away or something like that.
More information on the diocese's effort to protect children, youth, and vulnerable adults is at ptddiocese.org/safeenvironment.
Whenever we receive any kind of accusation, they're removed from ministry until and during the investigation, until that's finished. And if it's credible, then immediately they are removed. They're not reinstated.
Concerns or allegations of sexual abuse can be directed to local law enforcement or the Florida Department of Children and Families Abuse Hotline at 1-800-96-ABUSE. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.